Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17-2. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and when you get a chance, I hope you'll check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. One of the reasons would be to go back and listen to the body of work that Grace Marie Turner has deposited with us over the years, talking about healthcare. She and I have been covering this issue since 1998. That's right. She's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, and that's over 13 years that Grace Marie and I've been talking about healthcare. We were talking about it before anybody ever thought about President Obama and Obamacare. We were talking about it when we were trying to get MSAs into HSAs and you know, all that stuff. We've been working on this. We tried to we all worked hard on the association health plans and which I still think would have, if that had passed, would have been, we would never have seen the light of day of anything like Obamacare. I think it would have been such a great success. Grace Marie is the president of the Galen Institute. Nobody works harder on small business public policy issues in the area of healthcare than she does. She's the co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. Grace Marie, back when Obamacare was put together, when that bill was put together, it was a patchwork quilt cobbled together of all these different funding mechanisms and all these different pieces of a puzzle that really looked ugly to me when I looked at it, not even no more than I knew about it. One of the problems was the 1099 issue for small businesses was supposed to help raise money for the thing. Well, that was totally unrelated to healthcare, but they threw that in there. Well, that's now been pulled out. You know, that's not going to happen, so that funding's gone. Now, there's all these exemptions. McDonald's got one first. Now we're hearing about a bunch of restaurants out in California getting exemptions. Unions are getting exemptions. Is my little small business, are small businesses on Main Street, are we going to get exemptions, Grace Marie?
You know, one of the things that I think is, if people are thinking, oh, well, you know, this law, it just scares me to death, but if I can get an exemption, maybe I shouldn't be so worried about it. Those businesses are getting exemption from one very small part of this law about what kind of health insurance they have to provide this year and what the caps have to be. They are not getting an exemption from Obamacare, but a lot of people are thinking that. They're thinking they're getting a waiver from Obamacare.
That's what it sounds like when we hear it reported. Does America
all get a waiver? Not on your life. These mandates are coming down at us like a steamroller. They are mandates on businesses to provide health insurance. Businesses are going to have to find out, if you have more than 50 employees, you're going to have to know the household income of your employees, not what you're paying them, the household income, to avoid fines of $3,000 a year per employee.
Wow.
If they wind up going to the exchange to get health insurance. So they're individual mandates, new taxes on businesses. We did a conference here last week talking about the incredible impact that this is going to, that it already is having and will have on the health sector, the life sciences industry, that are just making it almost impossible for them to do business. This thing sucks basically their entire research budgets in new taxes to pay for the new entitlements in Obamacare when we can't afford the entitlements that we have now. This is outrageous. And we describe in our book, we talk about the impact on employers, employees, the impact on doctors and patients, the impact on taxpayers. Each chapter talks about how this is going to affect you as an American, as a citizen, as a family, as a senior citizen. People need to know this. This is coming down at us. And it's coming fast. 2014 is not that far away.
What's it going to do for small businesses with less than 50 employees?
Their employees are still going to be subject to the individual mandate. So even though employers may not be subject to all these taxes, their employees are still going to have to prove on their taxes that they have health insurance that satisfies the federal government. And the estimates from the Congressional Budget Office are that that policy is going to cost $20,000 a year for a family.
Wow.
And you will be fined if you don't buy it.
Wow.
So even though businesses may not be be required to have to pay a fine if they have fewer than 50 employees. Their employees are still going to be subject to the mandate.
But see, this is another example of how putting those kinds of points into a bill, the 50 employees or more bill points into a bill, is causing employers. I know you and I both know a lot of small businesses who employ 30, 40, in the 40s employees, and they have an opportunity to grow. They'd like to grow, but they're literally strategically withholding their hiring to keep their employees below 50. So they don't have to comply with all this other stuff, all these laws that the government's passing.
Exactly right. The House Energy and Commerce Committee, Chairman Pitts did a hearing about this recently, and they had a guy who owns a pizza chain, and he says, you know, I could open 3 or 4 more stores, but that'll put me over 50 employees.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I can't afford that. We saw McDonald's the other day. They're now going to be putting in electronic ordering stations. What is the reason for that? So they don't have to hire so many employees.
Yeah.
They can't afford to pay health insurance for these people.
And all the tentacles of this bill, the ugly tentacles of this bill as it ripples through the economy, could, you know, in the next couple of years, could that tip us into another recession?
I think that it's actually keeping us from getting the employment rate down, as we talked about before, because
mm-hmm.
employers are so frightened about hiring. But this, when you talk about the new entitlements, Doug Holtz-Aiken, the former director of the Congressional
right.
Budget Office, estimates that just the entitlement spending for one part of the new entitlement for people to get health insurance through these exchanges is going to cost an additional $1 trillion.
Mm.
The bill itself is going to cost into the trillions of money we don't have. So
hold on to that thought, Grace Maria. I got
to
take a quick break, folks. Galen.org is the website. Why Obamacare is Wrong for America is Grace Marie's book. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.